This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Another part of this economy with high demand right now, housing. Inventory is tight, and tomorrow we'll get the latest Case-Shiller home price numbers to give us a snapshot of just what the housing market looks like right now. And while would-be homeowners longingly browse online listings, the Federal Reserve is walking a tightrope. The central bank wants to give the economy just enough juice to get it moving out of the pandemic recession, but not so much that it's creating speculative bubbles. Boston Fed President Eric Rosengren told the Financial Times, quote, "We can't have a boom and bust cycle in something like real estate." Marketplace's Mariel Segura has more on just how hard it is to strike the perfect balance.
Last year, the Federal Reserve started doing everything it could to keep the economy afloat. And one of the main ways it's been doing that
is it buys up and has been buying up since the beginning of the pandemic, billions and billions of dollars of mortgage-backed securities.
That's Peter Conti Brown, who teaches about the Fed at the Wharton School. When the Fed buys mortgage-backed securities, that allows banks to lend out more money. And with a bigger supply of money to lend out, its price, otherwise known as the interest rate, drops. Home buying becomes more attractive, and housing demand goes up.
As we've seen, prices have been going bananas in the housing market, and this is closely related to the Fed's dramatic interventions.
There was another factor. A lot of people wanted to get out of small apartments and buy bigger houses. The Fed doesn't buy mortgage-backed securities because it has a special preference for housing. It's just that the central bank's tools are limited.
The Federal Reserve Act really restricts the kinds of bonds that the Fed can buy in ordinary times. And it allows for the purchase of mortgage-backed securities in a way that it doesn't allow for the purchase of other kinds of securities, absent an emergency.
Now, the Fed has not pulled back from buying mortgage-backed securities because it's still trying to stimulate the economy. Gus Fauché is chief economist at PNC Financial Services Group.
The concern is that if the Fed overstimulates the economy, in particular overstimulates the housing market, that could result in a housing bubble where house prices increase rapidly and then fall rapidly.
Fauché says we're not there yet. And in his comments, Eric Rosengren at the Boston Fed said this may not happen. But the situation shows what a fine line the Fed is walking. I'm Mariel Segura for Marketplace.